One story that was around earlier in the week, drawn into sharp focus as a result of what happened in Brisbane on Thursday, and that is suggestions that the federal government is trying to reduce the amount of federal payouts for disasters to some of the states, including us. David Crisafulli is the Minister for Local Government. He joins me this morning. Hello, David.
Chris, good to be with you again.
Yeah, as I said, mate, this story is pulled into sharp focus by what happened on Thursday.
It has, but I should make two points. The first is it is still a recommendation which has been put forward by a bureaucracy that's looking at it, and I've so far been heartened by some of the support that's starting to come through, including one of our federal senators in Barry O'Sullivan, who said that he wants to kick it into the long grass, which is what I also believe. The second element, of course, is the storms, whilst very, very intense and whilst they caused a lot of damage, the bulk of the damage in this event has been on the individuals, so people's homes and cars. So the level of public damage, you know, the roads and the bridges and the sewage treatment plants that we've seen with a lot of the flooding in the past and flooding in other parts of the state, not as pronounced in this event. But your point about how important it is to have all three levels of government on board is still as valid as ever, I can promise you.
Yeah, okay. So what was the suggestion, David?
The thing that's been put forward by what's called the Productivity Commission, which is inquiring into it, which is a lot of mumbo-jumbo for saying people trying to find a way of cutting back costs.
Saving a few dollars,
And they've put forward a couple of suggestions, and they're frightening. One of them is that the federal government should reduce its contribution from 75% to 50%. That is crazy. In the case of Queensland, that would cost several billion over what we've seen in the last few years, and that's money that state taxpayers shouldn't have to foot the bill, and nor should it be the ratepayer. It shouldn't go back to them either. The other suggestion is they wanted to lift the threshold at which point a council can claim from about $240,000 to $2 million.
Wow.
Now, that's absurd. And if you think some of these smaller, more remote shires, they don't get $2 million a year in rates. So, you know, to put this forward, it is just the result of a group of people who are so drastically out of touch with the real world, it's not funny. And that's why we're calling on the elected officials, many of whom in senior position are Queenslanders, to just confine it to the dustbin of history. By all means, we want to look at ways of getting more efficient. By all means, we want to build more mitigation. And I think we've proven that over the last couple of years. There's been more work on levee and backflow devices and retention basins in the last couple of years than we've had in the last generation. And we also want to not just replace assets, we want to make them better and stronger, and we're the first state to actually do that. So we believe in this stuff, but to somehow suggest that is the tonic for the federal government to walk away from their funding contribution should scare all of us, and we should fight it tooth and nail.
Where are we at with it? Is it going to go away?
We're waiting for the final recommendation to come forward early next month. And like I said, it's at that point we want to see some leadership, because it would be a really big thing for us. And I acknowledge that in the last half a decade it has been Queensland's turn, and we have unfortunately copped the bulk of Mother Nature's fury. But that doesn't mean that it's not going to be the case one day that, you know, bushfires create huge amount of damage in another state. That doesn't mean that, you know, somewhere in New South Wales isn't going to be battered by flooding that's going to cost their government a lot of money. The only way that recoveries work is if you have three elements, and that is local government know-how, on-the-ground delivering, the state government to cut through any bureaucratic nonsense they've got and put forward a level of contribution. But the third and equally important is that financial horsepower that comes from the federal government.
Yeah.
And if you look at it on a capacity to pay, the states are already footing more than their share of capacity at 25%. We don't collect 25% of the taxes. So what we're saying is, yes, we're happy to make that contribution. We're happy to look at efficiencies. We're happy to build more mitigation. But don't walk away from us in our hour of need, please.
Well, we know before the cyclone season gets going, Fair Dinkum.
We hope so, and we want this to be a very swift resolution to a very big problem.
Yeah.
Early next month, the recommendation is going to come forward, and we'll continue. We are getting better and better at the way we plan for, deliver during the crisis, and then finish the job after in terms of the recovery as a state. We think we are the benchmark of the nation. We have a view, though, to make Queensland the most disaster-resilient state. and we aren't going to stop until we've achieved it. And we need the federal government support to do that.
Yep, hear, hear. Good on you. Good to talk, David. Thank you for that. We'll watch this one with interest because it will affect us all one way or the other if it doesn't go our way.
Chris, thank you. And to everyone who was impacted by the storms, you know, congratulations on the way the community have picked themselves up. And, you know, to see the Army guys rush into action, to see the council crews, the SES, and most importantly, those Energex guys, it makes you proud to be a Queenslander.
Absolutely, mate. I'm with you. Good to talk, David.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care. David Crisafulli, who is the Minister for Local Government. You think back about cyclones Yasi and Oswald and Ita and the floods we had in 2011 and last year. And think about all the roads and bridges and ferries and walkways that have to be replaced after those things. To think that the federal government might bail out of half its obligation in that regard would be disastrous. We'll watch it, as I said, with interest.